Welcome to the Crazy Ike Fan Podcast. I'm your host, Teddy. No matter where you are, thanks for making this part of your day. Thanks for taking a listen. Follow me across social media, at Crazy Ike Fan on Instagram and on X. Crazy Ike Fan Facebook page. What's up, Ike? Do this coming at you. Straight after the 3-0 win against Volos. Post-match pod here. Simply because I had a little bit of time that I could record. So I just want to say a few words about the match and then a few words about the derby coming up this Sunday, which after today's results has become massive. So let's get to it. First and foremost, I want to make a correction about something that I screwed up on the last podcast. I had said that the two Iranian left backs, Mohammadi and Hadzi Safi, would be going to AFCON. Obviously, that's completely wrong. I know my geography. That kind of was just a slip up. They're going to the, obviously, to play for the Asian Cup. Asian tournament. So let's get right to the action here. Bilios actually making his first start after coming over from Basganada. I think he had gone in a couple of matches as a substitution. This was his first match starting for Ike, starting for the main Ike team. He had been playing in the Super League 2 with Ike Vita. Very impressed today with him. Very impressed with his performance. I loved his speed. I loved the way he's able to cross the ball. Very orexatos, very full of energy. It's nice to see a youngster get an opportunity to really take it by the horns. And I'm assuming we're going to see a lot of him over the next month while the other two players are gone. There is talks about maybe Ike signing another left back. But, of course, as Almeida and the team have stated before, if they don't find the type of player that they want, then they'll hold off. Reports are that Ike are trying to make a few moves, possibly to sign two players by the end of this January transfer window. But let's see what happens. Again, let's get back to the match. First 30 minutes, not really much into it. Honestly, I was working from home today, so I wasn't able to watch much of the first half. I kind of had it on in the background while I was trying to finish up some work and trying to get everything done. That way I could watch the second half with some Isihia, you know. But I even heard the announcer say there wasn't much into the first half up until the half hour mark. I think Zuber had a half chance at some point. And then finally, Levy Garcia with a double opportunity is able to put the ball in the back of the net and make it 1-0. His fourth goal in four matches to this point. Very nice to see him just having a nose for goal lately, something that Ike have desperately missed over this past season. Long may it continue. Hopefully, fingers crossed, Stavro Anaptakiraki, hopefully that he can stay healthy because he has really found his form in the last few matches. And very nice move too. He struck the ball inside the box and caught his own rebound. It hit the keeper and then able to, under pressure, to keep calm and able to put the ball away. Very much more difficult goal than it seems. So Ike were able to open the scoring in the 32nd minute. Had a couple of chances here and there to add on a second. I think Levy Garcia had a chance towards the end of the half to really make it 2-0. On we go to the second half, and fairly quickly, and you guys know that have listened to this podcast for a while, I'm try to be as transparent and as honest as I am. I have to go back and see the highlights again of this match because I can see where the penalty's coming from, but for me personally, it was kind of a soft penalty. Now, handball, for anybody that watches football around the world, here lately, considering handballs and VAR, it's very something that's very subjective. Just depends on how the VAR ref sees it and how the in-game ref sees it. Was it a penalty? Was it not a penalty? To me, it was not a penalty. Not much arguing coming from the Volos side. So anyway, the story goes that Levy Garcia from the spot nets another goal. So his fifth in four matches. Then the game just kind of went on. Ike were pressuring, had a few good opportunities to really get that third goal. And then finally, after Steele Szymanski sends the ball down the right wing, finds Amrabat. Amrabat, who's able to get away from his defender and get one-on-one with the keeper, and puts the ball away to make it 3-0. At that point, I think I breathed a sigh of relief where I was like, okay, you know, because given the team's current form before this match of giving up late goals, giving up two-goal leads, I was still kind of antsy as to what was going to happen, especially to this point in the match. It seemed that after the second goal, I kind of still had opportunities, but this was climbing towards the 70th, 75th minute where Volos had seemed to find some more footing in the match, seemed not to become dangerous, but were trying to get the ball, to have a little bit more possession of the ball, a little bit more control, to become dangerous. And I think that third goal kind of puts everything away. Let me backtrack a little bit here. Stankovic came up with two great saves at the end of the first half. Great to see him back in goal. I can't help but think, and I don't want to say this out loud because, again, I don't want to go after a player, but I can't help but think that if Anastasiadis was playing today, that I can maybe might not be able to keep a clean sheet. But good to see Stankovic back in goal. Made a few, three terrific great saves today on all three opportunities that Volos had. I think Volos had three shots on target, three great saves by Stankovic. Two in the first half and one in the second half. One tremendous save in the second half. Very good to see him back in goal. Very good to see a lot of players back. Pineda, obviously Garcia, Ponce and Pizarro got in on the action as subs in the second half. Great to see that Vida's okay. There were reports earlier this week, something I forgot to mention in the last podcast, that Vida had had a really bad cut on his leg or his foot. At training the other day, they weren't sure if he was going to be able to go. They said, reports were, that he was going to be able to start against Olympiacos. There wasn't anything definite that he was going to start today, but ends up making the start back there with Collins. Of course, Mukudi, as we mentioned the other day, is going to the African Cup of Nations, along with Zini, of course, for their respectable nations. So very well put together performance. Obviously, something else I have to talk about is the lackluster that is playing in front of an empty stadium. Unfortunately, in the Greek Super League, as Greek fans, we're used to this. In any sport, this happens. Unfortunately, it's not something we want to brag about, but we're kind of used to it at times. For those of you that were maybe not used to it, just think back to pandemic year 2020, 2020, I think a little bit of 2021, there were still some stadiums that were closed. Just that's how it is. And look, fans are what make football spectacular. Football is an awesome sport, but when you add that fan element, that fan culture around the world, it's what makes the sport so wonderful to watch. It's what makes this game beautiful, is the fans and the crowds and the chanting and everything that goes along with that. Playing in front of an empty crowd or empty stadium, not crowd, in Opap Arena was just terrible to see. Little update on that, because I had said the other day that I didn't follow much in the Greek media, hadn't watched the Greek news much. There are talks in putting certain stipulations of the crowds being able to return back into the Super League. I was hearing this morning, crowds being able to return in Greek sports, period. And this is a travesty, guys. Let me take a little side note here. Teams like AEK Panathinaikos, PAOK, Olympiacos, they're going to survive. Yes, it's going to hurt them not having these ticket sales, but teams lower than that, even though we're not getting a lot of crowds in other games around Greek sports, whatever they're able to make, this is going to hurt those teams so badly. So the prime minister, as I understand it, put sanctions on that crowds cannot return to live sporting events. I think it's until February 14th. Unless there's an agreement reached where teams have to do a few things, I'll have to do some more research and figure out how true this is. But it really is, you know, and especially now, to kind of segue into this, looking at the match, looking ahead to having all these derby matches coming up. We have Olympiacos and Karaskaki this Sunday. We have Ike welcoming Ari in the midweek action in the cup. Then we have Ike also welcoming Panathinaikos to Paparina in the league next Sunday, the 14th. So these matches that can mean a lot to be played in front of closed doors, as they say, just a travesty for the fans not being able to be there. Even today, with Ike winning 3-0 and playing good football and seeing the team re-energize, seeing players smile, seeing players like this team, this break has seemed to done well for this team. Obviously, getting some of these injured players back has really helped also, but just sad what's going on in Greek football with the crowds. But let's move past that. Let's talk for a few minutes on the future. Let's talk about what's coming up. So I now head to Karaiskaki for what is going to be a massive derby against Olympiacos. With Olympiacos struggling and losing in Lamia today, 1-0. Ike, with their win against Volos, they move 3 points clear of Olympiacos. And right now, if all things stand, I think Pauk is up 2-0 before the half in their match against Ofi. And then Panathinaikos welcoming to Lefortos, I think Pasianina. If everything goes as it should and all these teams win, then you have a situation where Olympiacos are in fourth place, Ike are in third, right behind Panathinaikos and Pauk. This becomes a massive match. Becomes a massive match both for Ike and Olympiacos. I'm already receiving text messages. I'm in this thread with a bunch of Ike fans where, you know, towards the end of our game, after it was 3-0, you know, that we're going to win 3-0 in Karaiskaki this week. I wouldn't be so sure of that. I know Olympiacos, from what I heard on the radio, and I put the radio on this morning, like I said, I was working from home, so I could listen to what was going on in Greek sports and kind of get back into the swing of things here. And also just seeing the result on my phone that it was 1-0 Lamia at halftime, I was like, I had to tune into what was going on. And listening to Nicola Coppolo after the game, he was saying how this was one of the worst performances he's ever seen Olympiacos play. Definitely one of the worst performances. He said he couldn't remember a team, a small, medium team, whatever you call it, mikromisea, how they say it in Greek, to see a mikromisea omada play this well against Olympiacos and really had Olympiacos on the back heels and really should have beaten Olympiacos by more than one goal, which is crazy. Paskalakis, I kept hearing, was making crazy saves today to really keep the ball out of the back of his net. And, given that form, though, I will make one warning. I heard this a long time ago, and I like repeating it because I think it bears noting. When you have in any sport, when you have a talented team that's desperate, that's a little bit of a scary thought. That's not to say that I should go in this match scared, that I'm scared that I will not be able to get a result Sunday in Karaiskaki. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. This still is Olympiacos. They have a lot of they have a talented roster. They have a lot of good quality on this team. They're dealing with a new manager. Now, all that being said, there's probably going to be the world of pressure. I can just imagine what Olympiacos fans are going to be saying tonight and what Olympiacos fans are thinking. If Ike are able to win here, this wouldn't take Olympiacos out of contention, but it would really leave Olympiacos in the dust in fourth place. You'd have Ike, which would be 6 points ahead, and then whatever happens in the other matches. Not to say that Olympiacos, like I said, they'd be left behind. They wouldn't be out of things, because especially when you have the playoffs coming up, at the end of the season, anything could still happen, but definitely would put a lot of pressure on the Reds there. So let's hope Ike are able to get it done. On the flip side of things, you know, Ike have a chance here to really take another derby, to finally get a win at Karaiskaki in the league. Now, I know Ike won last year in the league, but we're talking about Ike have not beaten Olympiacos in Karaiskaki in the normal league championship outside of the playoffs in years since that infamous game back in the 17-18 season, the beginning of 2018, where Olympiacos were up 1-0 late with Ansari Fat, and then Ike were able to get two goals late on with Tigrinsky and Yakumaki there at the end to get, for me, the game or the 3 points that really solidified them as going for the title that year and really leaving a mess behind for Olympiacos and that club then. Could we see a repeat of that? I don't know. For me, honestly, I wish the crowd was there. I wish the crowd was in it. Because the whole thing with closed doors kind of scares me a little bit. Not scares me. I think that's the wrong word to use there. It's just, it's not going to be the same. We all know that watching derbies over the years behind closed doors when it happens, it's just not, it really loses its luster. That's not to take away anything from if Ike were able to get this victory. But I think Ike are on the right track. I think you're finding Olympiacos at a very difficult time for them. And all things being said, anything can happen in a derby. But I really think Ike can take all 3 points here and really put a lot of pressure on Olympiacos. And I think even after today's result, the new Olympiacos manager, as hard as it is to say this, what's his name, Carvajal, is under pressure. He loses this derby against Ike, and I could see another, wrongfully so, because I really think this is a huge problem in Greek football, where you have one or two bad results and you don't give the manager time to really find his footing, could possibly be fired on Sunday night, and you could really have a disastrous, you could really have Piraeus really burn, you know, not hypothetically, but what's the word, metaphorically speaking, you could really have a fire there in Piraeus. But let's see what happens. Very excited about this match. Very excited the fact that Levy Garcia has found his form. So it'll be an exciting week for Ike with Olympiacos coming up, the Naris, then the derby against Panathinaikos. Let's see what happens, guys. Again, opospanda forza Ikara, and I will talk to you guys sometime next week. Probably going to wait and record after the Aris match, but don't be surprised again if I do a little post game after the Olympiacos derby. All right, guys, everyone take care. Have a nice weekend. If I haven't said it yet, Happy New Year. And guys, please, if you like the content, subscribe, rate the podcast wherever you can, write a review. I know on Apple Podcasts you can write a review. I'm not sure on what other podcast platform or wherever you listen. Whatever you can do to help the podcast, I greatly appreciate it. I thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning in. Kiopos panda pedia, forza Ikara, kita teksan apumme.